time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Ooh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Have a big old...
Clear that one.
Why?
Howdy.
Hey.
What's going on, bro?
Not much. It's humid.
Cruising around with your bottle of mezcal.
Yeah, feeling happy about life, actually. Whenever I've got mezcal, I'm happy.
That bottle has a classic sauce bottle sort of leverage
swing,
system.
Swing top lid.
What is that
lid.
Called? Is
swing
that a...
top lid. That's what they are.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, mate.
I can barely even hear in these headphones.
Oh, really?
This is great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can make that better. There you go.
I remember.
Oh, that's
the...
better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
you just
way
say
better.
The word, mate. Look.
Oh, look at that. Service with a smile. Awesome. So this week I've made rendang tacos for the bar, which is sort of one of my probably most well-known, respected menu items.
Five stars.
And I went and actually made the roadies today, which...
Wow. Is that a process?
In the sun, in the kitchen, it was a bit hot and gross.
You're devoted.
Okay. Yeah. It was good, though. It was good. They came out awesome.
Rad.
But in thinking about what I was going to do for Cocktail Corner, I thought, well, let's go back to some of the stuff that I was doing for the curry and then work with that to work through. So I chose turmeric as the base. Usually in rendang, you use turmeric leaves, but we can't get them here. So
are you saying like you're making the drink as a compliment to the meal or as like a description of the meal?
Sort of both. It's a little bit of both. Like it's designed to definitely to complement, but like it's going to tell the story of, I guess, some of the ingredients in there. So I've got lime. We use lime leaf. We use lemongrass.
Lime leaf, even.
Yes. Yeah, so kaffir lime,
right,
which is really aromatic leaf that you put in. It's awesome. It's
good.
Like one of the most delicious things.
Yeah.
So what
you're
I'm going to do is
going to check heaps of chili in it this week.
Not this week. No, I'll let you off the hook.
Right,
That was intense. That was a good buzz, though.
It was awesome, man. Yeah. It was a good drink last
chili
week.
Is a weird thing, eh?
So what I've done is I've put some lemongrass in the bottom of this nice Japanese mixing glass and then put some lime in there.
Give it a mud.
Give it a
mud.
Little bit of a smash about. Cool. That's about it from me there. Now let's get the microplane.
What?
Oh, yeah. Look at I'm doing things.
I wanted a model airplane.
It's a tiny grater.
Is that, what are you grating there? Is it carrot?
This is the turmeric.
Oh, okay, good.
Fresh deliciousness. Mm. Here, John would want to smell this.
Yeah, you know the...
Smell it on smell it.
Have you got the...
Oh, yeah, it's zinging.
Full
oh, yeah.
official list of all the wondrous benefits?
No, I didn't even bother to look it up. I just think it's delicious and everyone
It's amazing
should...
on the outside how similar a turmeric is to
ginger,
isn't it?
Yep, exactly. It is. Oh, well, it's in the same family, same as galangal, which is another of the root ingredients that I put into that.
What would you say turmeric is like an older brother to... Garlic?
It's sort of mellowed in its old age.
Yeah
totally. Okay. And galangal...
Ginger's like a little teenager.
Yeah, it's like real zingy and punchy and like, don't hold me down, right? So I'm taking the Sacred Springs barrel-aged gin because I want the woodiness from this.
I want that as well now.
And all the herby deliciousness.
Oh, that's what you're having, actually.
And pouring... Oh, we're just going to put that all in there. Coop, that's about 35 mils.
That was just a free pour. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Just today's
fish wash bash.
Today is definitely a free pour kind of day. I've got mezcal in my hand. It's
I can confirm he's holding mezcal.
And we're going to go 15 mils of that.
Nice. That has the best aroma.
It's so smoky. And
I tell you what, it smells nice.
It's just going to help us bring all of this flavor through, but as you can already see,
wow, look at the color.
The turmeric's starting to add like a crazy yellow color.
It's like egg yolk.
Yeah, really bright and vibrant orange. I'm gonna take some of these.
Well, orange fruit juice.
Ice blocks, mix it all up, drain that out.
Oh, you've got the big cubes, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
That's always a nice touch.
All right, now
it's
just
good,
to get the
it?
Little bits out, I'm actually going to double
it. Looks like that raro that like your nan used to make. You get real powerful raro.
Yeah. Like fluoro, you get raro. And now, the piece de resistance.
Chi. Welcome. Welcome, Chi.
It's getting a little bit of a splash of chi, also
good.
Really herbal.
Chi me.
And here we go.
Oh, the presentation.
You're going to get a.
What is that stalk that you just poked in the drink?
So this is lemongrass. Yeah, put the chi in there. I'm going to take a little photo, actually, because it looks so good. Actually, like, I don't like doing this when we're chatting.
Check out Red Bar on Facebook.
This is a little bit awkward, actually.
Or 95 BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry.
Yeah, I will tag you guys, so it'll be in there. And I've already put up all the ingredients and stuff. So here we go, boys.
Bring that goddamn drink over here.
Kind of like some.
It looks like carrot juice,
it
actually.
It looks like a twisted tropical drink.
I reckon it's going to be pretty strong.
You're in the tropics, but you're not at a resort.
Whoa, what is going on here?
Uh-oh, I may have made it too strong.
Whoa.
If you could see his face, it's amazing.
That is powerful.
Zingy.
That is powerful. Crikey. That is party for six.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, wow. I like that.
We might need to. Let's just dilute that a bit, boys. And
yeah.
Yeah,
give me more chi.
Yeah, I think I may have gotten a bit cocky. There we go. All right. More chi.
That was grunty. That was grunty.
I think I
feel like that should have come with a lemon.
I think it. Yeah, it should have just been shots, yeah. I think.
Cigarette is wants to know what this drink is.
If you've been
following the recipe, maybe shots.
Maybe shots.
Maybe shots you're recommending.
Oh, we've found a happy place
we
right
found
here.
A happy place.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
success.
Ripping. That's ripping. Go get in. That's great. That's the ratio spot on there.
Yeah. I thought I was going to get like heavy metal or something for that.
Second pour on the fly is right on.
You got a few of the bits? Do you get some of the bits? He got some of the bits. Thank you
To Chi. And thank you to Red Bar. So what is it, rendang on the menu right now or what?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's better.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I'll have another go, actually.
I think it needs more lime juice as well, actually.
Hey mate, don't let me stop you.
Wait, this is like evolving quite nicely now. Yeah. Turning into a pretty nice drink.
Alex can mix on the fly.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Is it though? Is it this time?
it's like freaking amazing, damn it.
Keep mucking around, see what happens.
Fantastic. Remind everyone what's in the drink. What's in this crazy drink?
We've got 35 mils of the Sacred Springs barrel-aged gin. We've got 15 mils of the Los Danzantes Mezcal, which means the dancers. We've got probably about 2 teaspoons of turmeric. a whole bunch of lemongrass muddled in the bottom and like 30 mils of lime and then lots of chi.
That makes like 4 if you use like half a bottle 4 of chi with it.
And then mix it with chi and it's great.
Drink it responsibly, I guess.
I reckon that this is the sort of cocktail that dude drank in his cave when he was up the river in that movie. You know.
Anyway. I feel like the prof would be okay with this one.
It was fucking great, actually. Thank you to Red Bar, and thank you very much to Chi.
Yeah, rock and roll. See you next week.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.